Editor. I am writing in response to the article, City Eyes Tough Tax Hike, that was published in the New Westminster Record on February 2, 2023. I have to say that I strongly disagree with yet another city tax hike. Firstly, the proposed increase in taxes will have a disproportionate impact on low- and middle-income families who are already struggling to make ends meet. The last thing they need is a tax hike that will further strain their budgets. City Council needs to consider generating revenue before resorting to a tax hike. For example, they could explore opportunities to attract new businesses and industries to the area, which would result in increased economic activity and more tax revenue for the city. Most importantly, though, City Council needs to take a closer look at its spending patterns and identify areas where cuts can be made. Instead of increasing taxes, the city should focus on reducing its expenses and finding more efficient ways to operate. For example, removing the redundant New Westminster Commercial Vehicle Safety Authority, and parks could serve dual roles, such as gardening and cleaning the trash along sidewalks. Non-core roles that the city has taken on can be throttled back. Regarding the comments made by councillors Nakagawa and McAvoy, the statement, "We cannot have it both ways," implies that there is a limited choice between reducing expenses or increasing taxes. Incorrect. It should be obvious that finding efficiencies should be a first priority, for the city and councillors who work for the citizens and taxpayers of New Westminster, before turning to taxpayers for more money. Ian Platts.